Okay, Emma Eloke Hanan. Nefesh Lo Yitam Biyamov, yeah? The parasha begins with Tumas Kehanim, but the Kehanim are not allowed to be metame themselves. Nefesh Lo Yitam Biyamov. If I will, if you want to speak, say something, just speak it into the phone. I'll be able to hear. Because he's speaking far away, it's very shvach. Ki Akoyin Nifchar Shal Yidei Shal Yudai Yisikni V'yirti Kol Maasa Yisrul Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Kohen was chosen from all other Nevroim, from all other creations in the world, because Al Yidei the Kohen is a tikkun and a ritzui. All Maasa Yisrul Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu are metukun, and they have a tikkun and a ritzui Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Kohen is the one that's male, and he's mesakin all the Maasa Yisrael Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The manhigim of Klal Yisrael, the Kohen, Mechay Mazir al Tumas Meis. That's why the Eibush is Mazir to the Kohen al Tumas Meis. Ki Meis Moir al Hepech Mizeh. Meis, Bavais, the Meis symbolizes the Hepech, the opposite of Tikkun. The opposite of Ritzui, that's Mace. The Tveres Yosef is Masbir. Tveres Yosef is Masbir. He adds on over here in the Kuda, why is Mace the Hepech from the Indian that we just said? Tveres Yosef, he has all the Richas over here, but Tveres Hadvarim, he says, based on the Meir Shloich Batsim, that the reason that why Anigeb and Mace becomes Tamei is because there's a certain taina that a person has when it comes to inyan of misa, a certain tarumos. Why? Because there's a header, something's missing, something's not there, right? You lost something. Someone passed away, someone's nifter from this world. So there's a certain header, there's a certain loss on this world. So b'tzad ha'ibish, there's no loss, b'tzad ha'ibish, right? Only b'tzad ha'person, he doesn't have this shaykhis, this kesha with the person that he lost, because that person is not in this world anymore. So kol ahead, he writes the Tveres Yosef, urak misitra dilon. It's only from our beginning, from our side, right? So this taina, this slavka, slavka means a taina. It's not a person coming with complaints, not afka taina, but this idea that a person lechoyre feels that something is missing from him, which is in reality, it's not really true, because there's no chilek between this world and the next world. It's only beside the person. So that head itself brings a gevaldik makom of tumah. Why? Because the meaning of misa is to a certain extent the chesaron of emuna, the chesaron of chibur to the Rebbeinu Shloim. Right? A yid is mechubah to the Eibishter. Like he writes, Mishim Maki Oy Hashem Yisbarach Roy Yezois Mefurish She'en Shem Hede Etzel Hashem Yisbarach. But the person Lamaise has a tefisa of Olam Hazeh, and he only sees things based on this world. So the main is a certain chesaron in Dveikus in the Rebbeinu Shel Olam that brings about the koyach of Tumah. Ma She'en Kein, when he says the koyin over here, the koyin is mesakin all that. The koyin is mechaber. He brings all the Maisi Yisroel, all the Maisi that the Yidin do, he's Mesakin, and he's Meratzel of Nei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's Mechaber again, the Yidin of the Eibishter. That's the opposite of Tumas Meis. L'chein hizi al Tumas Meis, ki Meis moira lehepech mezeh, k'mo sh'nimtze ba'odom nefesh, ruach, and neshama. Every person has a nefesh, ruach, and neshama. U'shleim is l'chiyas ha'nefesh. U'shleim is for l'chiyas of nefesh. Nefesh is the more megushim dicker part. Right, nefesh goes together with the guf. So the shleim is techiyas and nefesh. Eino yirak kishu yischabe el ruach v'neshama. When it's mechuber to the ruach and neshama, then the nefesh has the shleimus. Only complete the guf and the nefesh of the person is only complete when it's mechuber to the ruach v'neshama. He brings a raya l'chein b'layla by night kishu yifar the ruach v'neshama. When the ruach and neshama leave the person's body, yishoy a nefesh b'li shum koich peula. The nefesh and the guf remain without koyach pula, doesn't move. There's no action being taken by the guf because the ruach and the shomo left and went up to Shemayim. Zem Avarchan, the Boyke, Bircha Zoykev Kefufim. That's why you make a bracha in the morning, Bircha Zoykev Kefufim. Right, that the goof can stand up straight. Because she's Chabra, Ruach, when the Shalom Alayam Nefesh, Va Goof, Yizak Fugam, the Sereish, as a Nefesh, as a Goof, so you Kefufim may believe Pula. When the Ruach and the Shalom become a Chubber, they reunite back in this world with the Nefesh and the Goof, then the Nefesh and the Goof also have a Tkuma. Not only does the Ruach and the Shalom come back to this world and stand up, but the Guf stands up together with it, because the Guf and the Nefesh become reunited, become a Chubber again with the Ruach Vaneshama. That's the Nefesh Ruach Vaneshama from the person. The Shleimus for the Nefesh is only when there's a Chibur to Ruach Vaneshama. So the same thing is as Tumas Meis. Any of Tumas Meis is when the person loses the Chibur. To a certain extent, he doesn't have the Chibur with the Ribono Shel Olam. So to a certain extent, he loses koyach pa'uli, he loses the ability to soar, to bimal himself, to elevate himself to the Ribono Shel Olam, because he's not so mechuper. His guf is not so mechuper to his neshama, to his ruach and neshama. Hashem kein, the koyin gadol, the koyin bechlal, the koyach from the koyin is to be mesakin this old ma'isi soul, to be mechaber again with the Ribono Shel Olam. So again, he brings the chibur between Olam Hazeh and Olam the person gets a koyach ha'pa'ula. He's able to be mal himself even more, to be able to be oile in madregis, from kedusha, to become dovuk in the Ribono Shel Olam more and more. But the kemoshe yimtze ve'odom, just like you have by the person, this nekuda of the chibur between the ruach and the shamla and the guf and the nefesh, keinu b'klal Yisrael. Same thing as b'klal Yisrael as well. Shakoyin huwa roish l'klal Yisrael, the koyin, which refers to the koyin gadol and the kohanim, or the tzaddikim, the tzaddiki ador, the roish of Klal Yisrael, the head of Klal Yisrael. Who can buy a machshava from nefesh Adam? Just like the machshava from nefesh Adam, machshava from a person, kainu leklal, right? Buy a machshava from nefesh Adam, kainu leklal. The same shaychis, the same relationship between the machshava of a person to the person, that the machshava runs the whole person. Machshava is the roish. Machshava feared the ganze mensch. The same thing is the koyin to the Klal Yisrael. After the Klal Yisrael, after the tzaddiki ador, the koyhanim, tzaddiki ador, then you have all the yidden afterwards, which are different madregis underneath. Madregis shoynim zel amalim izet. Ki evrei adam, just like the evrei adam, amaschilim yarosh, they begin from the person, but from the head, from the machshava, the yistal shlu ad evrei amaisit, it goes all the way down. Through all the koyach, all through all the spheres, right? You have the arms, you have the legs, you have all till the koyach, till the evri amayze. But it begins by the roish, it begins by the moyach, by the neshama shel moichi, by the neshama that's in the moyach, and it runs down through the whole guf, right? When a person is awake, also roish wa manik is called evorov. Then the roish is manik all the evorov. Then the roish is running the show. When a person is awake, the moyach, the machshava of the person is manning the whole person. The place where the machshava of a person thinks, where a person's thoughts are, that's where the person is. That's where the whole person is. It's a famous word from the Baal Shem Tov. So most people, when they say over this Baal Shem Tov, it's used to a certain extent. A person thinks by a certain madrege, a certain thing, a person is involved in his thoughts in that place, in Ruchnius or in Gashmius also, that's where you are, because that's where your thoughts are. If your thoughts are in Kedusha, so you're Kedusha. If your thoughts are in other things, the other things, that's where you are, you go to the Machshava. But the Me'er Shuleach, he adds a gewaltig tiefkeit to this word of the Baal Shem Tov. He writes, the way he's bringing out the Baal Shem Tov, it means like this, the Machshava of a person, it's manik. It dictates the whole guf, all the evrei hamaisen, all the evorim. So wherever the thought, if the machshava of a person, the neshama shel moichi, is involved in the yom kedusha, has a koyach to be male, the whole guf also to kedusha. If the machshava, in the physical world runs the whole body of the person, the moyach, the brain, dictates to the whole body. It sends messages to the whole body. And the same thing also, wherever the machshav of the person, wherever the moich of the person is connected to certain dveikas in the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. So maybe the whole goof of the person can also be davik in the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Even the chalakim of the goof that might seem to be much more gashmi is digged than the moyach, than the neshama shel moichi. But if the person's cup, if his head is in the right place, his head is involved in dveikas in Hashem, the thoughts are loftier thoughts. So even the klei ha'mais of the person, the physical actions of the person, are ha'mais gashmias. When it has a shaychus, it has a shaychus ruchnias through the moyach ha'adam. That's when a person is awake. Ach kishadam yashav ein chilik bein erosh l'shara yivorim. Person is asleep. There's no chilik between the erosh and shara yivorim. Only when a person is awake. The ikir goes past the machshava. The machshava. That's why the Torah is mazel shlo itam lemeis. The koyin, which is the moyach, which is the brain of Klal Yisrael, the tzaddikei ador, v'yishem memune, v'yesh b'koyich l'sakim kol ha'maisim sh'yaseh Yisrael. Since he's the memune, he's the one that's memune upon the rest of Klal Yisrael, and he has a koyich to be m'sakim all the maisim of Klal Yisrael. U'meis moyer ala hepech, k'lo yimotzei bo'y shum koyach pu'ula, v'sakim es ha'shivas b'chayov. The meis shows that the person doesn't have the koyich pu'ula, he can't. You can't bring out this koyach of dveikus in Hashem. The meis is the opposite of that. There's no koyach pu'ula. Koyim miyuchel asakim ma'ayis Yisrael abilti hidach miyam nidach. The koyach has a koyach to misakim ma'ayis Yisrael that no one should be lost. The meis of koyach can't afford to be metam himself to meis. He can't afford to lose dveikus in Hashem. He can't afford to lose the koyach of emunah, the koyach of dveikus v'atam dveikam Hashem alikeichem. Because if the koyach is in the right place, even though the rest of Klal Yisrael can be metam themselves, so what's the overkitan? What did you accomplish? But since the Kayin, he focuses on Dveikus Hashem, and he's the Moyach is in the right place, so the rest of the body goes along with it also. If the Kayin is in the right place, then the rest of Klal Yisrael can slap sich along with it also. This is negay to every single Rosh, every single beginning of anything is negay for. That's where we find the Rebbe Zechon Avroche, my Zayde Zechon Avroche used to say on the Pasuk, Reishis, how do you say, Seichem, I think, Titnu Truma L'Hashem. Tarimu Truma L'Hashem. Right, which is the mitzvah of Challah. That every Arisa, every dough that you have, so the Reishis, you have to put away Challah L'Hashem. So he used to say the Pshat is that every single Reishis that a person has, if you give away the relations for the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, the beginning of for the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, that pulls along the rest of it also. That's why you have the Kedusha of Bechor, right? The Bechor is given over to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, so it slaps along the rest. That's the Bechor. So he says the Boikeh, the morning, the person wakes up in the morning, this is what the Rebbe used to say. The person wakes up in the morning, says it's important that a person focuses. They should give away the koyach, the first machshavas, the first chelik of the yoyim, you give away for the Eibishter. Right? So even though the rest of the day you go out, right? Yesi adam lefa'oloi v'lavadosi yad ha'orev, you go out here, you go out there. A person has all these different asakim that he does. But since the morning, the first thing of the day was Kaddish Lashem. First thing is Moidani with Negel Vasa, and then there's learning, whatever, and there's davening. The person davens to the Eibishter, and he gives away the first reishis for the Eibishter, that's the moyach. That's the moyach of the day. It's the brain of the day. It's the reishis. And the reishis, basar reishis, the whole goof gets nachgeschlept. It's pulled along the rest of the day gets pulled along as well. So even the person eventually goes out, but he has already the moyach, the reishis, with him. That's why, that's the koyach of reishis always to bring along. That's what the Meir Lech is saying over here also. That nefesh l'itama ba'amo was given over to the kihanim because the kihanim have a important mission in Klal Yisrael, Gabi Kayhanim, but it means also that Gabi all the tzaddikim that are manhigei ador, they have to be much more careful because Lamaisa, they're not just in the Shomer Protis, they're in the Shomer Kalalas. They have achrayis on all the people that are mekusha to them, they become nachgishlept. So if they're in the right place, then it's easier for all the Talmidim to also become Dovik and the Rebbeinu Shel Olam through them because they're Mesakin and the Meratze, all Maisi Yisrael from the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And they reignite this chibur that there is between the Eden and the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. That's the shtickle, the Meir Shel Olam. It's a moedig shtickle. A lot of moedig shtickle this week. It's hard to choose, but this is a gevaldig shtickle that is also practical halacha l'maaseh.